president greeted by protests. Fox News, I'm Sue Guzman. President Biden greeted by hundreds of pro-Palestinian protesters in the streets of New York, angry over his support of Israel as he held a record-breaking fundraiser at Radio City Music Hall. The protesters calling President Biden a war criminal for his stance on the Israel-Hamas war, the event raising $26 million.
Former Presidents Barack Obama and Bill Clinton joined President Biden for the star-studded fundraiser at New York's Radio City Music Hall. It featured celebrities like Lizzo and Stephen Colbert while raising $25 million for the president's campaign. But it was interrupted several times by protesters calling for an end of violence in Gaza. Former President Trump was also in New York Thursday attending the wake of a city police officer. He told Fox his relationship with law enforcement is very different from that of the president.
I think that politically he can't support the police.
The White House said President Biden has supported law enforcement throughout his entire career. Jill Nato, Fox News.
Former President Trump, meantime, paid his respects to a New York City cop killed in the line of duty this week.
The former president, after attending the visitation in Massapequa and meeting with the family of fallen officer Jonathan Diller, said,
"These are just incredible people that are just devastated. They're devastated. They've got a tough road. It's going to be a very tough road."
Officer Diller died after being shot in the stomach Monday in Queens. He had been with the NYPD for 3 years, leaving behind a wife and infant son. His killer, who had a long arrest record, faces murder and weapons counts. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Israeli airstrikes on Syria's Aleppo province early Friday, killing 33 civilians and military personnel. America's listening to Fox News.
Precise, personal, powerful. It's America's weather team in the palm of your hands. Get Fox weather updates throughout your busy day, every day. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
The U.S. gives Maryland $60 million to begin to rebuild the collapsed Francis Scott Key Bridge. Shannon Galreath with the U.S. Coast Guard details the next steps.
Step one of that is we're going to clear the debris from the channel. Step two is we're going to remove the vessel. And step three is remove the rest of the bridge debris from the waterway. And we got the cranes on their way to help us do that.
Two bodies have been recovered, at least four still missing. Maryland Governor Wes Moore warning Thursday of a very long road ahead to recover from the bridge collapse, adding that rebuilding the damaged bridge could take at least 18 months to complete. 32 members of the Army Corps of Engineers and 38 Navy contractors have been assisting in the salvage operation. The founder of the defunct cryptocurrency firm FTX learned his fate in court Thursday, one of the worst financial scams in U.S. history. Fox's Kelly O'Grady with more.
25 years, that is the penalty for the former crypto king. The defense tried to argue that Sam Bankman-Fried's vegan diet, his lack of social skills, warranted lesser prison time. That fell on deaf ears today, though. So he will serve out that sentence in a medium security prison in San Francisco. That is the recommendation. I want to share a statement from U.S. Attorney Damian Williams on the news today. He said, quote, "His deliberate and ongoing lies demonstrated a brazen disregard for customers' expectations and disrespect for the rule of law. Also, that he could secretly use his customers' money to expand his own power and influence." Now, the judge really zeroed in on that power and influence point today, hammering home how SBF used customer money on political donations. He pointed to it as a reason he didn't believe SBF's Good Boy Crypto Act.
For the first time in 27 years, the U.S. government census is changing how it categorizes people by race and ethnicity. The goal is to more accurately count residents. Under the revisions, questions about race and ethnicity previously asked separately will be combined into a single question. I'm Sue Guzman. This is Fox.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.